Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on, he is worthy of your praise. Come on, he is worthy of your praise. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your praise will always be in our mouth. Come on, somebody. Your praise, oh God, will always be in our mouth. Can I say that again? His praise, the Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. So when you go in, see, you're still not going by yourself. I'll try to say it again. Okay. When you go into his presence, you never go empty handed. He said, enter into his gates with, thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I'm trying to teach you something. See, listen, you never, this is for all those, listen. When you go into his presence, it's because there will always be an exchange of what's in your hand with what's in his hand. Okay, I'm going to say it again. See, when you go into his presence, you're making an exchange of what you're bringing. Even if it's just thanksgiving and praise, you're going in with something. Oh, come on now. Hey, glory. But he says, never come empty handed. Now we have learned that in this time and season of coming out of Pentecost, in these three feasts of the Lord, amen. He says, three times in the year shall all mankind come into my presence. Okay, in the feast of Passover or unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks or Pentecost. Okay, it's also called the feast of first fruits. Okay, high glory. And in the feast of tabernacles, which is at the end of the year. So listen, God's kingdom is built on, listen, seed time and harvest while the earth remaineth. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. So when you get into a habit of coming into the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Father, with something in your hand, and you are continually making an exchange. This is why Jesus said, pray like this. Now remember, if you enter in with thanksgiving and with praise, Jesus says, pray like this, our Father. Now you're not praying to a God, you're praying to your Father. You're having communication with your daddy. He's called Abba, Father, which means daddy. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me. It means daddy. Come on, somebody. Get with me. Come on now. It means daddy. Come on. Woo, it means daddy. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get this to you. Come on now. It means daddy. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom. Here we go. Thy kingdom. Now, what is the kingdom of the Lord? What is the kingdom of God? What does that phrase mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. The kingdom of God means God's way of doing things. So come on now. See, I'm just trying to get you prepared for what you're going to hear this morning. Listen, I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you in the next 10 minutes or so. Okay. Oh my God. He says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Now, if we were operating continually in his kingdom, we would never have to ask for his kingdom to come. Okay. I'm trying to get this to somebody. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Okay. Now remember, thy will. What is the will of the Lord? Okay. The will is his purpose. It's his mind. It's his thoughts. It's also his word. High glory. Thy will be done. Okay. On earth, how? As it already is in heaven. Listen, you have a heavenly destiny. Oh, come on now. You have a heavenly destiny. And it's your job as a son of God. Okay, we learned that yesterday. You are his child. You are his divine offspring. As a son of God, you must understand. Amen. Quinteros, Chet and Martha, good morning. I prayed over this seed of 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold over your life. Listen, listen, high glory. Listen, get into the habit of sending your seed, okay? Woo, my God. Listen, I'm always praying over the followers. I'm always praying over the broadcast. I'm always praying over you, your family, your ministries, your businesses, your visions, your dreams, your goals. Why? Woo, because the Bible calls me the priest of this ministry. Amen. And my job is to watch over your souls. Okay. He didn't say that my job was to try to get you saved. It was to watch over your souls. Okay. A wise man wins souls. Okay. But now you are in this set time, this Moedim, and we're going here. I just want to get you ready to pray so we can go into this quick word of encouragement. Amen. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Woo, that your word is forever settled in heaven, that your word never fails, and that your promises of God are yes and amen. Father, I declare and decree that we are walking, we have opened up the portal of the power of all. And Father, I declare and decree that as they sow and give and align their mind with your mind, when they put on the mind of Christ to do what your woo, purpose is for this time and season, I declare and decree they will never fail. They will never fail. They will never fail. Woo, my God, my God. And Father, we'll be ever so grateful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen, amen. Let's get here real quick, amen. Now listen, we're in this teaching of the power of all, okay? Now we've got this from, it started with the Feast of Pentecost, amen? High glory, shaytanaba. It started with the Feast of Pentecost, okay? And the first thing that God releases in your life besides mercy is his favor. Psalms 102, amen? Let's go here. Psalms 102, look at what it says. Verse 13, you shall arise, you shall come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion, your children, your offspring, for the time, here we go, to favor her. This word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time, the Moed or the Moedim, the appointed time, meeting and place is come. Now this phrase is come is a state of being verb, which means, okay, first of all, it means to come in, to be led in, to be introduced, to be put in, okay? But it also has a state of being, which is present tense. So when God says it's the time to favor you, is come. Good morning, coach. Amen. When you understand your time to be favored is come. I'm going to say it again. Your time to have his presence and influence on your life is right now. You don't have to wait till Sunday. You don't have to wait till you shake the pastor's hand. You don't have to wait. Listen, oh my God. Remember, because you are the church, it's not the building. The kingdom of God is in you. Oh my God. See, this must be coach up here activating this word. Oh, come on. The kingdom of God is in you. Woo. Oh, my God. I'm going to say it again. The kingdom of God is within you. Woo, my God. Here we go. Okay, this is just for you, coach. Amen. Listen, I'm getting ready to get with you, coach. Luke chapter 17. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, get it right now. Woo, Luke chapter 17. Get it. Look at verse. Here we go. Verse 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Woo, my God, don't look for a sign. He says, stop looking for the signs. Greeks look for the sign. Woo, my God, neither shall they say, lo, it's here or lo, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Woo, my God, my God. So listen, everything that represents the kingdom of God is within you. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Word. You have the activations of the angels around you, okay? Woo, the ministering servants of God are at your disposal, but they can only move when you open and activate the word out of your mouth. Woo, my God, they are waiting to hear the word. Woo, my God, they don't go by hunches or what we think. They go by the commandment of the word. Come on now. Someone type, it's in the word. Come on, come on. Get it. So now, when you understand this, okay, he has come down. He's come on the scene to favor you, and the time of favor is now, okay? But you've got to put everything back in order, okay? This is why we said at the beginning, if you're not sowing, Genesis 8:22, the kingdom of God is built on 8:22, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. When you understand, if you're not sowing in, if you're not sowing seed into the ground that's feeding you, like if you're getting something from this ministry and you're not sowing into this ground, you are cutting your foot off and you're not able to walk anymore. Why? Because you're missing the power of the promise. Okay. You're missing the power of the promise. Okay. Acts chapter 2. Okay. Here we go. Woo, my God. So now, this power of all, what is this power of all? This power of all was activated in the earth at Pentecost through the apostles obeying what Jesus said in Acts chapter 1. Amen. He says, go and wait for the promise. Woo, my God. Amen and amen. See, coach? Woo, we go in here. Acts chapter 2. Get here, someone type. It is so. Acts chapter 2. Come on. Go here. Acts chapter 2. Get this. Okay, here we go. Acts chapter 2. Now, remember, we're talking about the power of all. The power of all. I want you to get this. The power of all. Okay? This is what was released in Acts chapter 2, okay? When you get this, when you get the understanding with all you're getting, get understanding, it's going to bless you. Now, and it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, come on now, someone shout all, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, when the day of Pentecost, Pente means 50. So when the fulfillment of the multiplication of grace, Pente represents 50. Five in the Bible represents the grace of God. The word, ha glory, fully come, that phrase fully come means to fill completely, to completely and entirely be fulfilled. Woo, the time is completely and entirely fulfilled. Even though Jesus and the Father wanted to give it to him back in Moses' day, the time had to be completely filled. And when the day of the grace, woo, the multiplication and the increase of grace was fully come, they were all, this word all right here in the Greek means all together and whole. Woo, this sounds like to me, like the word shalom, which means the complete wholeness, fullness, okay? They were all together whole with one accord. Okay, now, here's the power. Come on now, I'm about to show you the power. Woo, my God, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, stay with me. They were all with what? One accord. This phrase, one accord, means it is the homothumadon of God. That's a Greek word. Hopefully I said it right. It means to be with one passion, with one mind. Oh, my God. Here's the power of all. They were, when the time had fully come, okay, it had completely been fulfilled, they were altogether whole with one passion and one mind. Oh my God. And in one place, this one place represents the Moedim, the set time. Whew. Now, once this happened, it activated and suddenly. Woo! And suddenly, there came a sound where? From heaven. Not from the room, not from outside the room. It came from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Woo, my God. Verse three. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled. They were all filled. Filled. This word filled. The pimplemi of God means to be filled to the full. Oh, my God. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Listen, we got to stop right there. When you understand, now listen, oh, my God. Now, some of you can up your game today because some of you have already given. But listen, let me get this one thing in you right now. When you create, listen, the Feast of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, because they were, listen, they became a corporate entity with one passion and one mind in agreement with the mind, purpose, will of God. It activated, listen, the power of all. The power of all is the portal of heaven touching the earth. Now, there is no time nor space. There is no Jew nor Greek. There is no male or female. Why? Because now we've brung heaven to earth, and everything on earth must obey our heavenly purpose. Woo! In the presence of the heavenly glory. They were all filled. The Holy Spirit, it opened up inside. The doors were closed. Oh, my God. I'm trying to get you something. Now, and we're going to get into this on Sunday. So you got to come Sunday morning, 7:30 for the hour of power. When you understand that the portal, the same portal that Jacob saw, listen, the Bible says that when he was traveling, when he left Laman, okay, and he went on his journey, he was going toward the place where God told him to go to meet him. The Bible says that he fell asleep with his head upon a rock. He was at rest. He was at peace. And he woke up. He saw a vision. And he saw a ladder from the heaven touching the earth. And angels ascending and descending. They weren't touching the ladder. The ladder was the portal that opened and allowed them to go freely. Oh, my God. This portal of God, this portal of the power of all has been opened and released in your life. Now you must, oh, my God, someone type, I receive it, it is so. When you understand the power of all, when you get into agreement and alignment with, okay, remember this, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Thoughts of peace, wholeness, fullness, not of evil, to give you an expected end. See, when we align ourselves, Paul said, put on the mind of Christ. Because they put on the mind of Christ corporately, it was magnified and multiplied so those outside the room could receive some of what was going on inside the room. We got to stop right there. Father, I thank you. Woo, Father, you said while the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest shall not cease. Devil, we serve you notice right now. Woo, my God, we come against any division, anything that would cause us to get out of alignment with your purpose, oh God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. We declare and decree as we sow seed today that the seed will be planted consistently in the kingdom of God, and it shall bring forth a harvest from the sowing of the seed. Amen. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, use the ground, listen, of the ministry. You can use PayPal. Zelle is right there on your screen. You can take your phone and scan the little QR code right there. We got some technology. Amen. You can go to the website, but sow your seed. Amen. Sow your seed. Sow your seed. Your seed leaves your hand, but never leaves your life. So the 8888 or the 1-888, you can sow the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024. Listen, the amount that you sow, the amount of bountiful seed you sow is multiplied. The grace of God was multiplied. Oh my God, it was multiplied. That's why penti means 50. Five times what? 10. Multiplied 10 times. Oh my God, I'm trying to get this to you. You can also sow the teruma. That's when you use Exodus 44, verse 30. And the first of all first fruits. This is the feast of first fruits. The first of all first fruits of every oblation or teruma. Of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, here we go, may speak or cause the blessing to rest. There's that word rest. Find peace in your house. So when you sow the seed into my Cash App, amen, amen. Now you're activating the mouth of the prophet and priest to declare the blessing of the Lord. Listen, lift your hands. Father, I declare and decree. Right now, I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and adds no sorrow. Father, I declare and decree, while they sow the seed right now, Father, hey, glory, as they sow the seed into my personal Cash App, they are activating the teruma promise. That means that I can speak the blessing of the Lord from the north, south, east, and west. Doors of favor, doors of grace, doors of mercy, doors of debt cancellation, doors of divine health. Father, I open up the portal of all in their life. Father, as they have sown seed, I declare and decree multiplication. They will be multiplied 1,000 times greater in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I count it done, and it is so. Now listen, don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power with Prophet Tanya and I. Be blessed.